Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, October the 16th. We've got a couple of events coming up that we want to share with you. Let's start, first of all, with Mary Ann Jones, board member, Dreams to Reality. Good to have you here.
Thank
Mary
you.
Ann Jones. And you got a mask with you here, the Lone Ranger's wife.
Yes, I do.
Look like you're here to tell us about the Black and White Masquerade Ball. What is that?
Yes, this is our second annual Black and White Masquerade Ball, which is for Dreams to Reality in mm-hmm. Jefferson City, Missouri.
Explain what Dreams to Reality is.
Dreams to Reality is a nonprofit organization. We're a United Way organization that we provide interview-appropriate clothes for low-income women, and then once they get the job, they come back and we provide them with business-appropriate attire.
Yeah, yeah. And by doing this, you are instilling upon these women confidence that they need to go out and land that job, because many of them would not have the proper clothes to go on a job interview, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. A lot of them have never even worn business attire before, or even a suit or a pair of heels.
Yeah.
So they put this on and their whole demeanor changes, their yeah. posture changes.
I can imagine it does. And they feel better about themselves, and I'm sure everybody in your organization feels pretty good, too.
We do. It's a very emotional time at the end, you know, where there's hugs and tears and,
yeah.
you know, atta girls, you can do it. And it's a lot of fun.
Do they get to keep the clothes then?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And then once they get the job, they come back and we give them enough, because it takes a while for that first paycheck to come.
Right.
So we give them enough to get them through until they get their first paycheck.
So what you're doing with this second annual Black and White Ball is raising money.
Yes.
To make this all happen.
Yes.
But you also will accept donations from people for clothes, too, won't you?
Yes, we do. The first Saturday of each month from 9 to 11 at 512 Jefferson. I had mm-hmm. the address wrong last time. But it's 512 Jefferson in Jefferson City, Missouri. And
okay.
you can always call. Sometimes we do have people there during the week, but to call. And it'd
well, okay,
be a good
so
idea.
What number do they call?
573-681-9675 or 681-WORK.
Okay, 681-WORK. Call that number if you have clothes that you would like to donate for the ladies. That'd
yes.
be fine. Now, if they want to come to the big masquerade ball, which is next Friday, right?
Yes.
Next Friday, October the 25th. What do they
yes.
do?
They can call that number, or they can go to, we have Eventbrite website that they can go to, which is dreamstorealityball.eventbrite, and that's B-R-I-T-E,
okay.
.com, and you can buy tickets that way.
And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $35 a piece.
And what's going to happen at the ball?
Well, we have live music.
Uh-huh.
We'll have entertainment. We'll have Lisa Peeney, who's a fantastic psychic, who will do some readings.
Oh, you're going to have a psychic there?
Oh, yeah. She's okay. awesome. She's really awesome. And then we have a couple of gifts that will be given away, like Cass Designs out of Jeff City is donating a pair of 14-karat white gold diamond earrings that are like 0.31 carat.
So is this a door prize?
Door prizes,
yeah.
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you want to make a date next Friday, October the 25th, for the second annual Dreams to Reality Black and White Masquerade Ball. And do they have to dress up?
Well, we're going to. So if you want to fit in like the rest, yeah, I think it would be nice. You know, black and white is appropriate, but, you know, if it's cocktail or business, not business casual, but business formal would be appropriate.
Okay. Okay. All right. I wish you the very best, and
thank
I hope you.
You
raise tons and tons of money.
Thank you. I do,
right.
too.
Now we turn to Ed Hansen. Welcome, Ed.
How are you, Paul?
And Carrie Winsip. Good to have
Hi,
you here.
Nice
Talking
up.
Hearts Production. What do we got coming up?
Well, we are opening a very intriguing play, mm-hmm. I think is the way I'd call that, called The Baltimore Waltz by a celebrated playwright named Paula Vogel.
Uh-huh. And what is the Baltimore Waltz about?
Well, I'm going to let Carrie tell you a little bit about the story. We're going to be kind of careful not to reveal too much.
Right.
Well, Baltimore Waltz, that kind of fits in with the dance that they're having over at the Mastery Ball.
And dance is a theme throughout the play. But the basic story, it follows a character named Anna. At the top of the play, she is diagnosed with made-up disease called ATD, or acquired toilet disease.
Is this a comedy?
It is a dark comedy. It definitely is a comedy. It is a mature play. It has some dark themes in it as well, but it is a comedy. It's very funny.
Okay, and what kind of disease does she have?
It's called acquired toilet disease.
Okay.
And so she basically ends up taking her brother Carl, and she go on a journey to Europe to kind of help Anna get over her disease, right, and to kind of deal with it. It is a terminal disease, so it's, you know, she's basically confronting her mortality. And so they travel to Europe
together.
But
this is a made-up disease.
It is. It's a made-up disease, and I will say, in terms of the kind of thematic, it's a bit of a parody on kind of the AIDS epidemic that happened in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. And was written a bit in response to that. So acquired toilet disease takes on that kind of meaning of a medical community that isn't really putting proper words, maybe, to the way mm-hmm. that we're kind of describing things. So mm-hmm. There is kind of a relevant point to it, but it is so she and her brother Carl travel to Europe, and they go on this kind of mythical, fantastic journey where they meet lots of different people who are all played by a character called the Third Man, who plays multiple people throughout the piece, different ages. And Anna, on this journey, kind of decides to deal with her mortality by engaging in kind of hedonistic or sensuous kind of life choices. And Carl, on the other hand, goes on this kind of film noir kind of mystery journey to try to solve and find a cure for her disease. So that's the play, and it's really funny, but it does also have some really kind of moving emotional components.
It sounds like it's a play, too, that you have to pay attention to. You can't doze off in the middle.
We hope you won't doze off.
There's a lot of
movement and sound and
it's
dance, of course, in it.
You.
And I hope so. We definitely hope it will. We have fabulous actors working on this that, they'll get your attention.
But you don't want to bring the kids to this play?
You don't. It is mature audiences. Just deals with some adult themes, dealing with mourning and
Okay, so it's not PG, it's rated R.
No, I would say probably rated R, personally. Yeah.
So this is opening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Tomorrow. So you're ready
really
for
excited.
It tomorrow?
We are ready to go.
At Talking Heist Productions, where, Ed?
We are at 210 St. James Street.
This is your new theater.
Our new theater. It's beautiful. And people who have been to our theater already will notice when they walk in, we've reconfigured the entire theater for this show.
Okay.
It's the beauty of a black box. We've moved the stage, we've moved the tiered audience seating, and we've moved the tech booth.
All right. So starting tomorrow, what time?
7:30.
And it runs how many days?
Two weeks. And Sunday performances are at 6. The rest of them are at 7:30.
Okay. And you can get tickets at the door.
At the door or through our website, www.talkinghorseproductions.org.
Got it. Ed Hansen, Carrie Winship, thank you for coming by. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Al-Young. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.